want to speak to Retail NI Chief Executive Glyn Roberts. Glyn, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Very well, Glyn. General election called, crisis at Stormont. How does this impact on those you represent?
Well, I think first and foremost, political stability is the essential basis for economic growth. And obviously, the retail sector is our largest sector of the economy. So our members want to see these current political discussions come to a successful conclusion and for a locally accountable executive restored. And I think that that is a bottom line. Obviously, the timing of this general election poses a very significant challenge in terms of the successful outcome of these talks. But, you know, our message, I think the message of the business community, and we were very clear, I mean, 19 business organisations, 19 civic society organisations signed a letter last week calling for the political parties to work hard, do the deal, and restore our executive. I think that's an important bottom line in all of this.
We're unlikely to see an executive restored in the short term, most likely going to have some form of direct rule. And we've got a general election where the emphasis is very much on Brexit. How does all of that play out in relation to the retail, which you describe as the most important part of the local economy?
Well, I think, you know, we've heard a lot in the media about PACs, and that's fine for political parties to talk about that. But rather than focusing on PACs, our focus is on policy. Because I think what we've got to see first and foremost is, what is the type of Brexit we're going to have? It's very clear that the Conservative government is standing on the basis of a very hard Brexit, out of the single market, out of the customs union. And we believe that's a mistake. So, you know, we'll be obviously arguing for a type of Brexit which keeps us in the single market, which keeps us in the customs union. And we shouldn't forget that the single market is the world's largest market. And you know, we shouldn't, I mean, for, I think it's illogical for any political party to think that we can withdraw from that and expect exactly the same access from the outside. But I think what it also should be is about what is the future for our local economy. And that, we believe, should be the central issue in this election for parties locally and nationally. What's their new vision to regenerate our economy, to move our economy forward, to grow our private sector, to ensure we have world-class skills and training, investment infrastructure? All of those things are absolutely vital that we need to be focusing on, not just in this election, but also, I would have to say, in terms of an incoming executive as well.
Okay, Glyn Roberts from Retail NI. Thank you, Glyn.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105.